To Train Up a Child by Michael and Debbie Pearl. Introduction. This book is not about discipline nor problem children. The emphasis is on the training of a child before the need to discipline arises. It is apparent that, though they expect obedience, most parents never attempt to train their child to obey. They wait until his behavior becomes unbearable and then explode. With proper training, discipline can be reduced to 5% of what many now practice. As you come to understand the difference between training and discipline, you will have a renewed vision for your family. No more raised voices, no contention, no bad attitudes, fewer spankings, a cheerful atmosphere in the home, and total obedience from your children. Any parent with an emotional maturity level higher than the average 13-year-old can, with proper vision and knowledge of the technique, have happy, obedient children. This is not theory. It is a practical reality that has been successfully applied many times over. One couple we know was stressed out with conflict of their three young children. After spending the weekend with us and hearing some of these principles, they changed their tactics. One week later, they exclaimed, "I can't believe it. We went to a friend's house, and when I told my children to do something, they immediately, without question, obeyed." These truths are not new, deep insights from the professional world of research, but rather the same principles the Amish use to train their stubborn mules, the same technique God uses to train his children. These principles are profoundly simple and extremely obvious. After examining them with us, you will say, "I knew that all along. Where have I been? It's so obvious." To Train Up a Child is copyrighted material of No Greater Joy Ministries, 1000 Pearl Road, Pleasantville, Tennessee, 37033, USA. www.nogreaterjoy.org. All scripture quotations are taken from the King James Bible. Forward. This book could not have been possible without the many friends who recklessly and at the time unknowingly contributed to the many examples found in these pages. Little did they know that their parenting was being scrutinized and documented. To all the children named Johnny, I apologize. Some name had to be used to keep all others anonymous. Although the majority of the text bears the name of Michael and the smaller portion that of Debbie, she played a constant role as critic and editor. Many of the creative ideas are hers. Without her, I could neither have been successful as a parent nor have written this little book on the subject. Michael Pearl. Chapter 1. To Train Up a Child, Switch Your Kids. When you tell some parents they need to switch their children, they respond, "I would if I could find someone willing to trade. I've had children in my house who were enough to give an electric wheat grinder a nervous breakdown." Their parents look like escapees from a World War II Polish boxcar. Another hour with those kids, and I would have been searching the yellow pages for discount vasectomies. While we tried to sit and talk, the children were constantly running in and out of the doors, complaining of ill treatment from the others, begging to go or stay or eat, or demanding a toy that another child would not relinquish. The mother had to continually jump up and rescue some breakable object. She said no 666 times in the space of 2 hours. She spanked each child 2 or 3 times, usually with her hand on top of a diaper. Other than misaligning the child's spine, it seemed to have no effect. When we speak of consistently rewarding every transgression with a switching, not a karate chop to the lower backbone, some mothers can only visualize themselves further brutalizing their children, knowing it will do no good anyway. Their discipline is just laying down a field of fire to give themselves sufficient cover to get through the next task. They have no hope of conquering the child's will. They just desire to create enough diversion to accomplish their own mission. Another mother walked into my house with her little ones and sat down to talk. She said to them, "Go out in the sunroom and play, and don't bother Mama unless you need something." For the next 2 hours, we were not even aware the children were present, except when a little one came in holding herself, saying, "Pee-pee, Mama." They played together well, resolved their own conflicts, and didn't expect attention when one of the girls turned the rocking horse over, which gave her a knot on her head. They didn't run in and out. They were told not to. This mother did not spank her children while at my house, and she did not need to rebuke them.